Okay, continuing with card number 17, the Kedusha makes its way in four different places in the davening. There's one called Kedusha the Yotzer before Kriyat Shema. There's one at the end we just did in Uva L'Tzion, and there are two in the Chazoras HaShatz. Now, the way that Kedusha appears in the Tanakh, it's the Korah Ze'el Zebi Omar. The Malachim have to call to each other because they can't say this Kedusha alone. Because of this, there are a few, makes its way into a few Rishonim. It did not make its way into the codes, but a few Rishonim hold that you can't even say the Kedusha in the morning unless you're in a minyan. We don't pass in that way. Didn't make its way into the Rambam, didn't make its way into the Shulchan Aruch. If you're davening alone at home, you can say that full Kedusha leading up to Kriyat Shema. You could say the Uva L'Tzion also. But the reason why, obviously, you can't say the Kedusha in Shemona Esrei alone, because that requires a minyan for the Chazoras HaShatz. Right? So look, you can open up a Sefer Yeshayahu and a Sefer Yecheskel and say those two psukim anytime you want. But as far as it being part of a minyan in the tzibur, two of the kedushas require minyan because it's part of a Chazoras HaShatz which needs a minyan, and two do not. So, but this is the ikar point is v'korah ze el ze v'yamar means that it's preferable, of course, to say the all four of them not only in a minyan, but together with everyone else at the same time. If you're ever davening for the Amud, the proper way to start Kedusha is Baruchat Hashem Mechaye HaMesim, and the person leading the Amud should say the words Nekadesh Shimcha Ba'olam at the same time. Don't wait for it to get quiet in order to say Nekadesh Shimcha. Everyone has to say those words together, and by the way, the Siddurim all say this. The Siddurim say Chazen the Kahol. Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzavos, Mocha, Oz, Kibadok. And only the Chazan says the next words, and then it says Chazan the call at the same time. Because if the Chazan doesn't say it together with everyone else, then it's not the Korazel Zebi Amar. Everybody has to say the Psukim together. Right? So why in some shuls do you say, especially Shabbos morning, or in Shabbos and Musaf, you see the Chazan saying the Kadosh by himself afterwards? That's possibly because in case someone is still, they didn't finish Shemona Esrei yet, and they're listening to Shemek Ta'onet, right? If they're listening to the Chazan saying the Kedusha, wants to say those words, so just in case someone is not up to them, he'll hear it, and it's as if though he's saying it. But really, technically speaking, it should all be together, and that's the modus operandi of Kedusha. It's V'korah Ze'el Zevi Amar, and everybody is saying it together. Right, because Kedusha is something that requires the tzibur. We all have our own personal ideas of Kedusha. In this particular inyan, based on the Korah Ze'el Zevi Amar, in Sefer Yeshayahu, we learn that it should be said together. This is precisely where the drash comes that the angels didn't sing Shira when the Egyptians were in the Yamsuf, because there it says Velo Korav Ze'el Ze Kol HaLaila. The angels couldn't get together to get their Shira. So that's how we learned that the Masi, that Hashem was telling them Masi, they told him Yom Batem Rotzim La Mashira. So you see in the Midrashim that comes from the same point. The angels need each other to sing Shira, and so do we. But halachically speaking, in two yes, in two we can say it alone, but it's preferable always to be together. And just again, the Olam is divided for Tikkun.